Yo, my day started with a phone call. Pick up, it's my nigga Bishop, yelling on the upper end.
Hey, yo, Sweet, get up.
Yada yada, small talk, hang up. Dizzy, groggy, I stretch yawn. Wait up. Discovered another lump in the bed. Female body, but covered all the way up to her head. What the hell happened last night? I can't jog a memory. Something about this party and a gallon of Hennessy. It's all a bluff. Little images are flashing through my mind, but none of them are showing up. How we end up here? This where the magic happened. Looked on the floor and saw four Magnum wrappers. Thank God I played it safe. Nervous, roll back the cover, let me see your face. Normally sliding off drunk is a crap shot, but this time, seven may have hit the jackpot. Cause shorty was gorgeous, pulled the cover back further, her body was flawless. And I can't think of one freaky memory, then I thought about it. Wait a minute, what if she don't remember me? And she went from a night of just hanging out to waking up completely naked in a stranger's house. Thinking she'd wake up swinging and go wild, till she woke up, looked up at me, and smiled.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is kind of funny, but I don't know. Maybe you want a breakfast or something? I could cook a little something.
That sounds great.
Great?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me go.
Then maybe you could go again.
To make a long story short, cut this. Shorty didn't trip at all. We see each other on the regular. We really hit it off. Sex is the bomb, she freaky. We always getting off. The way her walls be hugging my joint, I even hit it raw. My nose open off, mom. It's like a fantasy. She even took me to Brooklyn to meet her family. Show me where she was raised. The whole building lays. Went inside her mother's apartment, saw a familiar face. I've been looking for this kid for years. Running him a couple hundred, and a nigga disappeared. Looked at me and stared, then he finally spoke. His eyes was filled with fears, like he saw a ghost. He said,
"Is that my homie, Sway?"
I said, "What it do?" He said,
"What up, how you been?"
I said, "What up with you?"
"Yo, this crazy homie, wow, this your girl?"
"Yep."
"You know this my sister, right?"
"It's a small world."
"Wait a minute, y'all know each other?"
"You can say that."
"Say what?"
"Yeah, I know, we go way back."
"Way back, where?"
"I know for a while, yeah, we know each other. Real with you. I'm gonna try to kill your brother."
"What? Not my brother."
"I mean, I ain't now, you know."
Shorty had me. Something about her aura made me want to spoil her. I took her on a road trip to Georgia to meet my daughter. Since I'm having these thoughts of her becoming my wife, she need to know the most important part of my life. We arriving to find out her and my baby mom knew each other. Grew up in the same hood. These chicks went to school together.
Get out of here.
Now I'm speechless. My high blown. This feels like an episode of Twilight Zone.
Okay.
This is some kind of prank now, isn't it?
Stop playing.
6 degrees of separation on two separate incidents. We had bad. I couldn't bring myself to talk about it. Not a word, the whole vibe. An awkward silence. Get past it, everything seemed fine. Went to Jersey to meet more of her family, and I seen mine. They started hugging and I started bugging. After a brief discussion, found out we was all cousins.
Yo, hold up. So you mean to tell me that we cousins?
Wait a minute. First my brother, then your BM. Now we're cousins?
This is crazy.